Blog Talk Radio.
He looked at me with a here we go face, like he knew he was supposed to be in the same place as me. He smiled at me when I told a dumb joke, like he wanted to show that he loved when I spoke. I don't know where this will go, I just hope. I wonder if he knows that if he said to me that he had to leave, there were places on this earth he had to see. If he said that he wanted to do that with me, pack up our things and simply run free, does he know? I was gone. He believed in faith in the stars, and that people don't get to be where they are unless they want to be where they are. Yeah, he sees the good in all hearts. He's sensitive and beautiful, he's caring and smart, and that smile strikes like a dart. I wonder if he knows that if he said to me that he had to leave, there were places on this earth he had to see. If he said that he wanted do that with me, pack up our things and simply run free, does he know? I was gone. Said to me, he had to leave, there were places on this earth he had to see. If he said that he wanted to do that with me, pack up our things and simply run free, does he know? Oh, does he know that if he said to me that he had to leave, there were places on this earth he had to see. If he said that he wanted that would make pack up our things and simply run free, does he know? Oh, does he know how I go? I would go. He looked at me with a here we go face, like he knew he was supposed to be in the same place as me.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have super talented singer-songwriter Gabby Patrice joining us. We'll talk with Gabby about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about, as well as discuss her recent EP. This should be a fun one, folks. And as usual, I've got my buddy and co-host Craig with me. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Cody. How you doing today? How was your Labor Day weekend?
It was great. I spent it at the lake. Of course, I'm sure you probably saw the Instagram and Facebook pictures. So.
Yes, it's great that you got one more crack to experience the water before the fall starts.
Yep. One thing I have to say before we bring Gabby on is Gabby's voice reminds me so much of a mix of Adele and another singer I can't quite put my finger on. So, with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Gabby Patrice to the show. Hey, Gabby, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
You know,
I've heard great things about
your guys
in the show.
Well, we appreciate that. We try at least. But anyway, as I mentioned before, I brought you on. Your voice has that kind of Adele vibe to me, if that makes any sense.
Thank you so much. That's a huge compliment.
And I don't know if you know this or you might have forgotten or whatever, but I would go came in at number one on my indie country radio show the week of July 7th.
I do remember that. That was such an honor for me to be able to share. I Would Go is probably my favorite song on the track, so to have that be number one on your radio show was such an honor. Very cool for me.
Well, you know, I got the idea for Indie Country Radio back in January because I've been doing these interviews for the past 5 years. And I wanted to do something else to kind of help you guys out a little bit. So I wish it could be a lot more music I played than just three songs at a time. But that's all Blog Talk Radio apparently allows. So I started up. Indie Country Radio is sort of a branch off from the interviews, and it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Well, it's definitely appreciated from our end. Even only three songs is more than nothing, and to have the feedback that I had definitely put a smile on my face and made me want to keep writing and keep going. So thank you so much for that.
That's the entire goal. If I can at least help one person on this crazy music journey, I've done my job.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations
now,
on 5 years.
Well, thank you. We just celebrated our 5 years on August 20th, so not too long ago.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Now, I kind of like to start off every interview with kind of a introductory type segment. Kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you get into music in the first place.
Okay. Well, my name is Gabby Patrice, and I actually have been writing poetry since I was little. Of course, the poetry, it wasn't the best. I was kind of rhyming cat and hat type of thing. And then once I was a junior in high school, I picked up a guitar and put my poems to the guitar and kind of repeated things to make a chorus. And I ended up really liking that. It was a therapy, and it made me feel like I could create something that could add to the world. And my friends liked it. My family liked it. And putting a smile on people's faces is a huge joy of mine. So I continued doing it. And my voice, I used to try to kind of be a Christina Aguilera type of singer, which is not what I am. And I took a jazz band class in college, which changed my voice completely and kind of helped me find who I was vocally. And I always dreamed of Nashville, but it always was kind of a sight that was far away. I graduated college. I played 4 years of lacrosse, and I was in sales in the corporate world. I was wearing a business suit. I was working 14-hour days, and I was barely doing music. And one day I just figured out that, you know, 70 hours a week of unhappiness just for a paycheck wasn't worth it. So I kind of left Boston, and I moved by myself all alone my single apartment in Nashville about a year and a half ago. I had a couple friends that I knew a little bit that kind of went to dinner with me and helped me out, but I moved here and I went to Listening Room a few times a week and I tried to network the most that I could. I made a lot of friends, and after a year and a half, I am now running a music night every Monday downtown. I have 3 to 5 gigs a week. I'm writing constantly. I have the EP that just came out, and I have grown more in a year and a half than I have my whole life since then. So I think Nashville was key to that. And I am one of 13 children. I'm the 10th child in a family of 13. Athletics was always number one in our family, which is still a passion of mine, but music was kind of always on the back burner until I moved here. So a year and a half ago is really when it all started.
Did you say you had you have 12 brothers and sisters?
I do, from the same parents, no twins.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's incredible. Yes,
that's incredible.
Crazy, huh?
Now,
that's incredible.
Now, I'm going to be honest, and hope you don't take this the wrong way, but you don't look old enough to be a college graduate.
Oh, thank you. You know, actually, I did an interview last year, and they asked for parental consent, and that confused me until I realized that they thought that I was 17.
17?
Why do you need parental consent? I don't know why you need this. And then I realized why they thought I needed it.
I've got one better for you. I had a doctor's appointment, and without my beard and mustache, I look 12 years old, okay? So, the receptionist at the desk asked if I needed a school excuse. I was like, dude, I'm 30 years old. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, people tell me that I should be happy about it, so I'm going to be happy about it.
Agreed. only up to the part if they ever ask you for ID in a bar.
Well, I had lighter hair for a couple years, and I just made my hair dark again. A little bit darker than it naturally is, but I have been ID'd more now than I have been in the past 3 years.
Well, would that prompt you?
Oh, wow.
To color hair back as a result?
Yeah. I like the darker. Another fact, I'm the only one in my family of 13 kids with blue eyes. So my parents call me Blue Eyes, and this dark hair kind of makes the blue eyes look more blue, I guess. So I'm going to do the dark. I'm going to stick with the dark for now.
Thick, dark blue.
Whatever works.
Works.
Dark hair and blue eyes. It works for me.
Now, before we get into your recent EP and your music and what's coming up for you and all that good stuff, I did have a couple of get-to-know-you type questions, if you're okay with it.
I'm totally fine with that.
Sweet. This is a brand-new question I just heard this morning. I was watching Dan Rather interview Kid Rock on his show, The Big Interview, and his question just struck me. So, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, wow. Well, besides moving here, Geez, man, I guess the best thing that's ever happened to me, this might be a little emotional, and I'm not trying to be, but when I was young, super young, I mean maybe like 12 or 14, one of my best family friends came by a fire and listened to me play music, and I was not good. And I'm telling you I'm not good because I know when people are good and when they're not, and I did not know what I was doing. I mean, I was strumming down, I was off key, I was not good, and my best friend said that I was going to be a superstar. And anyways, years later, 2014, he passed away. Mm. And he was my biggest fan. And they had a thing, his name was Corey Griffin, and they had a Corey Fest type of thing where it was at a big stage, and there was so many people. I think there was like 1,000 people, and I hadn't really played in front of more than maybe 100 at that point. And I wrote a song for him when he passed away, and they asked me to play that at that stage. So I guess so far the best thing, aside from moving to Nashville, was playing on that stage the song that I wrote for him and having everybody in my family and friends and everybody that was affected by that in the audience and just kind of supportive of the whole cause and just hearing people sing a song back to me. I always said that I will achieve success when I hear audience members singing a song I wrote back to me. That's kind of what I saw as a part of success. So that happened for the first time during that gig, and that was a couple of years ago.
That's awesome. This is sort of a fun one that I always like to ask. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I want to say that I wouldn't, only because I really am a firm believer that everything in your path is there for a reason. I don't think I'd have the strength. I don't think I would be smart in ways that I am now if I didn't make those mistakes. All I would say is what I still think now is that I just need to practice the guitar more. I mean, I focused on athletics, but again, I really think that got me to where I am. And then anyone can say, I wish I moved here faster. Anyone can say, I wish I started earlier. I have two amazing, incredible parents that had 13 children. So I wasn't super, they didn't focus super on me for just music, but that makes a lot of sense to me. So I did what I thought I was supposed to do, and I went to college like I thought I was supposed to, and I graduated. And lacrosse in college taught me a lot of discipline and teamwork, and I use what I learned in that now in the music world, in the industry. When I worked in sales, it really thickened my skin as far as business went, and I think, again, I'm using that now in the music world. So as far as my life goes, I wouldn't change anything. But as far as my skill goes, I really should have just, I need to practice guitar more. That's just a personal thing.
Gabby, I wanted to ask you.
I noticed.
Is there.
Okay, go ahead, bud.
Yes. Has there been any one incident that you could remember, any interactions at all since moving to Nashville with either a fan, a producer, co-writer, whoever that is, where you feel that your experience where you worked in sales, yeah, it was a week, helped you?
100%. Actually, I see that maybe on a weekly basis. The thing about it is I know business now and I know marketing now, after working in sales. So, for instance, this thing that I do on Monday nights at Alley Taps, I understand as a musician, musicians are mainly sensitive, and I'm not trying to put us all in a group. I just mean they're kind of – we all just want to play our music and hope that people like it, and a lot of us do it for ourselves. And I think bar owners and businesses just want revenue. And so it doesn't really matter if you're good or bad if you bring in revenue and if you bring in people that are going to listen to you and pay for food and drinks. And that might sound bad, but that's kind of business, is that that's what I've learned and that's what I've seen even. So I think putting together Monday nights and just trying to figure out a balance of songwriters that appreciate what they're doing and audience members that want to hear the songwriters as well as will fill up a bar for those owners. I know how to make that happen, basically. So it's helped me a lot in a business point of view to be able to talk to these people about bringing fans and then to also market. I make every single poster of the nights that I put together. And then for myself, I just kind of understand how to talk to people. I'm not lazy when it comes to following up, and I understand the importance of every aspect of a show. It's not just about me on stage with my guitar and a microphone. It's about far more than that. It's about audience. It's about food and drink. It's about the sound person. So I guess being in the business world made it so that I understood that, as well as when people are negative to me, I don't show it. Like, I don't show how I feel about that. And I got that from business as well. So if someone doesn't like what I'm thinking or what I'm singing or what I'm writing, it's easy for me to kind of wear the mask of, okay, well, let's talk about this, instead of being emotional and sensitive and upset. So I think in those two ways,
instead of business just yelling
me.
Yeah,
throwing things and yelling and throwing my guitar. No, I don't do that.
A couple more questions for you, then I think we're gonna shift into the music. But I always love asking this next question. I've asked it pretty much ever since I heard it on TV. But when your career starts taking off and you're winning CMA after CMA, which is gonna happen for you, what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Wow. You know, I've always written music for other people. For myself, it's a therapy, but I really wanted to see it help people. I think some sad songs I write when I see people cry, or happy songs when I see people laugh. That's kind of what gives me energy. But I think, and you said something earlier, you and I were chatting privately about a good friend of mine and yours, Mary Cutter. I think a big thing for me, and which is helping me grow so much in Nashville, is just also supporting other writers and singers. I believe that, and I'm not sure if this is okay to say on the air, but I believe that God blessed me with the ability to not be jealous of other musicians. I think I was given that gift of just being humble and really appreciating other artists. So I would want to be remembered for, I guess, making other people want to write and want to do the world good. I've seen a lot of things lately in music where women are brought down, and I think I just want to make it a more positive experience for people to write. I was making a lot of money in sales, and now I'm barely making anything, and I'm far happier. So if I was successful and I was winning all these awards, and that would mean that my Instagram and my Facebook and my Twitter would all be up to thousands and thousands of followers, I would want to do good for the world. And if that's music, that's great. But I'd also want to maybe start charities, and I would want to help the homeless. Homeless people are a huge part of my passion, to help them, and orphans. But anyways, what I mean is, if I were winning all these awards and I was doing my music, I would want to help the world, because social media is so huge, and just being heard is what people with a voice, that's the gift they're given. So I would speak on kind of helping make the world better, because music is great. It's amazing. But really, the world just needs to all come together, and the communities need to work together to help each other. So I think those with a voice are given the power to spread their beliefs. And my belief is basically helping those that aren't as fortunate as us. So
if only everyone in the world had your attitude, Gabby, the world would be a better place. Obviously, you know how things are today, you know, climate-wise, tension-wise in politics and with other countries. If only
right.
they did this too. I wish everyone had your philosophy.
Thank you.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Now, sort of on the same line, this is probably my last fun question, quote unquote. As a as a creative person, what inspires or motivates you?
Real life events. if you hear anybody that knows my life and then hears a song I wrote, they'll almost every single time I hear, that is so real, that is so truthful. When I co-write, I'll write whatever the co-writer wants to write, or if we have an idea, obviously it's not going to be exactly the truth. But the songs I write by myself are very much exactly what happened or exactly what I feel. And I think that's important. I think that for me, separately, it's a therapy because it's me writing in my journal. More recently, the stuff I have coming up is exactly what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling, and so my audience will know me. Whether I want them to know everything or not, that's just what happens when I write. It's hard for me to write things that aren't real. So I almost have to push myself to write anything that's fabricated or elaborated or anything like that. So for creativity, I like fun titles to songs, and then I just write exactly what I think. And I am such an emotional and sensitive and passionate person that it's not super hard for me to dig into those feelings.
You know, and I think all artists are, regardless of if you're a singer, songwriter, painter, whatever you are, I think all artists are on some level super emotional people.
Right. I agree with that.
Okay, let's talk about your music for a second. I've got your most recent EP, and by the way, I'm going to play a lot more of this stuff on Indie Country Radio. So
thank you so much.
I'm just telling you that right now.
thank you.
I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about your songwriting process and what that's like for you.
Yeah. It's totally different if I'm writing by myself or if I'm writing with others. But if I'm writing with others, usually, the songwriters in Nashville are so incredibly talented. It is crazy. It's such a blessing to be able to live here and to constantly be working with these people that I can learn from. When I go into a room, it really depends. If I've never written with the person, we chat for a little bit. I am not usually the person that plays the guitar. I usually find a melody just through vocals, and I'm more of a lyrics person when I co-write. So I'll say, you know, play something and we'll figure it out. And then either we start with an idea that one of us brings in, or we just kind of go off the melody that the person's playing on the guitar. And I found a lot of success. I feel like I should knock on wood. I've had maybe two bad co-writes. And what I mean by bad is that it just didn't work. It's like a first date. It just didn't happen for us. But as far as co-writes go, it's only two, and I've been here for a year and a half. I feel like I'm extremely lucky. And then by myself, honestly,
I said, but those are good odds.
Oh, yeah.
Two bad co-writes in a year and a half. Those are good odds.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I'm pretty a good people person, and I think when you get someone comfortable enough, whether it's a good or bad song, you'll come out with a song. But by myself, it is just like writing poems in your diary or journal. And I don't know if you guys have ever had a journal, but it's just like, this is what happened, and I'm going to find a way to say it where the world can relate to it, but also it could be fun for them to hear, or sad or something like that. I think I've just, when I'm alone, I'm like, this is what happened, and I need to get it out somehow. or this is what I've been feeling and I haven't been able to shake this feeling, so I'm going to write it. Or this is a fun idea. Like for one of my songs, Treated, it's like, man, I went on this awesome date and he was so great. And I've spent all this time thinking about my ex that was so terrible. And I keep hearing all my girlfriends talking about these guys that are so terrible when there's guys like this out here. So I had to go home and write a song about it to like let the world know there are nice people. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like my way of communicating with the world in a kind of manner where I know they'll listen, if that makes sense.
That's a lot better said than done. But I give you a lot of credit for being able to do that.
Thank you.
Well, 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't it?
Huh?
I said 30 minutes went by pretty quick.
Yeah, I talked a lot.
It flew by so quick that we weren't able to tell that the 30 minutes went by. We couldn't tell what you said, Cody. We just like whizzed on by what you said.
Hey, thank you again for taking about 30 minutes to come on and do this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I wanted to ask Cody, I wanted to ask her, I'm going to be in Nashville from next Wednesday the 13th through Tuesday the 19th. Do you know if you'll be having your Ally Tap singer-songwriter event on the 18th?
I will be.
I'd love to be able, right before I go, I would love to come and see you perform.
That would be amazing.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it.
I'll also be at the row on the 14th.
Well, that's,
I love that fight.
Let me know what time.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
I hope I'm not overstepping here, but in just the 30 minutes we've talked and what little we've spoke online or whatever, you know, I do consider you a friend, and I think you are such a good person.
Thank you so much. I'd love to be your friend, too. I love what you guys stand for, and I'm really happy to be a part of this.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Gabby.
Before we go, I tell I'm against this, but if there's anything that we can ever do for you on the show, whether it's a promotion for a new record or whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Before I let you go, do you want to give our listeners a link to your social media so they can find you online?
Sure. So I am on Instagram. I'm at Gabby Patrice Music, GABBYPATRICE Music. The same goes for Facebook and my Twitter is different just because they didn't have Gabby Patrice Music too long. So my Twitter is Gabby, GABBYP, Music. So Gabby P Music on Twitter. And then Gabby Patrice Music everywhere else. GabbyPatriceMusic.com
awesome.
As well.
And,
cool.
And I follow you on everything. So.
Me too. I'm across the board on you on social media.
You guys know I post a lot.
Yes, and that's one thing I love about you. You're basically not afraid to say how you're feeling on social media and how are.
I agree.
I'm an open book over here.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to let you go, but again, thank you for doing this today. And you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, guys. It was great to talk to you.
This was a great interview. It worked very well.
I agree. It's probably. I don't wanna.
No, we should go an hour.
But you're probably one of my favorite guests.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. I love this radio.
What?
I love this talk. It was so great, and I loved your questions. This was awesome.
Love your answers.
Yes, we did. I'll let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
Perfect. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, take care, Gabby.
Bye, Gabby. That girl is the sweetest person ever. My good Lord.
Yes, and she's very intelligent from having a background of working so many hours per week from sales and marketing, and
it made her a much stronger,
more smarter person. And as a result, she's able to turn anything negative she may encounter into a positive and helps make her the person she is today.
Yeah, I agree. Before I let you go too, buddy, what have we got coming up?
We have next Tuesday the artist that you had booked.
I think it's Shelby Ray.
I got her name offhand. I know the following
Ray,
week
I think.
We have Megan Golden on the 29th.
Or the 19th, actually.
Okay, so we have Shelby Ray on the 12th. We have Megan Golden on September 19th, and then we have Michelle Lay on September 25th and Kristen Chandler to round out September.
Awesome. Hey, I'm going to let you go, buddy, but I'll talk to you later, okay?
Talk to you later, Cody. Have a good night.
All right, man. I'll see you.
See you.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Gabby Patrice. Gabby is hands down one of my favorite guests, which I've probably already said that. But anyway, like Craig said, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern, we have the super talented Shelby Ray joining us. And September 19th, we've got Megan Golden. And so I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.